welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 9, Luke 9, verse number 10. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city of Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him and received them, and he received them, and spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and healed them that had need of healing. So the 12 return, and they come back to the Lord, and they report with gladness all that they had done, all that he had commanded them to do, and how they visited the different cities, those that received them, those that they healed, those that rejected them. They told it all unto the Lord. And it tells us in other passages in the Gospels how they rejoiced about how the demons, the devils were subject to them. They really enjoyed that power that the Lord had given to them. You know what the Lord Jesus tells them? The Lord Jesus tells them, he says, I saw Satan cast from heaven like lightning. And so he was there when Satan was cast forth from heaven. He says, don't rejoice that the demons are subject to you, but rejoice rather that your names are written in heaven. He said, rejoice in that. You know, perspective. We need to have perspective. Not the perspective and the thinking of the great things of this life. You know, what we, by this life and by this system, by our own mortality, the things that we think that are great. You know, we don't need to think that way. We need to think about what God says is great. What our Lord says is wonderful and blessed. And so they come back. They're there near Bethsaida, and the people, when they knew it, followed him, verse 11, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God. So Jesus yet preaches some more unto those that come and healed them that had need of healing. So he heals them all. I'm of the opinion that if there was someone in the Lord's presence that needed healing, they were healed. It was never a thing where there was only a limited access, like the faith healers, quote unquote, today. There's limited access. They only have a time and opportunity for a 10 or 20. The Lord Jesus, no matter the number of the crowd, I believe, would heal all. There would be none that would be left, not healed. Verse 12. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. For years I wondered about this passage and didn't have understanding about it, but I think the Lord has helped me to understand more about it. And it's a testimony to doubt and lack of faith. The Lord Jesus, on many occasions, even with his apostles and the disciples, he said to them, O ye of little faith. And remember, in the scripture, when faith, the word faith, believe, trust, hope, rest, those are all focused and based upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the Lord tells them, give ye them to eat. They make this appeal to the Lord that this is a great multitude. These people haven't eaten in a while. He said, we got to break this thing down, send them away, and so they can go get some food. This is a remote place here. There's nothing to eat here. We don't have enough to feed them. The Lord says, give ye them to eat. we're going to find that the disciples are going to be perplexed at this command. The Lord said, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. So we've just got this meager amount, 5 loaves, 2 fishes, and I think that they're saying, we can't buy enough food for all this people. Verse 14, for they were about 5,000 men. And so there was 5,000 men, not including women and children. And the Lord says, give ye them to eat, and said, all we've got is this little bit of food, 5 loaves, 2 fishes. But the Lord said, give ye them to eat. What had our Lord given to these apostles? They were excited, having told him all the things that had happened in the cities that he sent them into. Everything the Lord said would come to pass, and the way that they would be able to operate was true. They had need of nothing. They didn't need their staves. They didn't need that extra coat. They didn't need any script or money. They didn't need to take any food. They were provided for. The demons were subject to them. They were able to heal all manner of diseases. And the Lord says, give this multitude of people to eat. And they are shut down in their lack of faith in the Lord. He's empowered them. I believe it is so that had they had understanding and faith in the Lord, that they could have done the miracle that our Lord is going to do. But they were limiting the Lord. If the Lord says give them to eat, don't you think that we would be able to give them to eat? Give ye them to eat. He said, you do it. You do it. But they were limited in their thinking about the extent of the power that the Lord had given them. The Lord says to his disciples in verse number 14, make them sit down by fifties in a company. So the apostles disperse amongst the people, have them sit down by fifties and groups of fifties. And they did so, verse 15, and made them all sit down. And he, that is Jesus, took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and brake, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat, and were all filled, and there was taken up of the fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. The Lord Jesus takes this 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and he asks the Father to bless it. And he begins to break it and tear it apart. And the apostles begin to feed this great multitude. And don't you know that they were worked to death? I mean, you think about 5,000 men. There could be upwards of 15, 20,000 people here. This took a while to get done. And they kept on eating. And eating, and eating, and eating, and eating, and eating, and eating. And they got not a little bit, not a little pinch of fish and a little pinch of bread, but the scripture says here that they did eat and were all filled. This multitude, 15, 20,000 people, 10,000 people, 5,000 men. If however you want to boil it down, they were filled up from the Lord having provided and broke the bread and the fish and delivered it unto them. And not only that, were they all filled, they all ate, and they were filled to the gills, so to speak. And the fragments that remained to them, 12 baskets. Now, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. You figure that when I think of these baskets, I think of bushel baskets. If you think 5 loaves, I think it tells us in the other accounts in the Gospels is 5 small loaves. We've got personal pan pizzas is probably a little personal loaf maybe for those that were traveling. And do you think that would fill a bushel basket? It could well be that what was left over to each of the apostles. What was left over to them individually in that basket that they held was more than they started with. The Lord provided. And the apostles, their faith is found lacking. The Lord said, "Give ye them to eat." And they didn't believe that they could do it. Lord, help us that we would believe the Lord. Lord, help us that we would not limit our Lord. We would not limit our Lord and what he can do through us, and what he commands us to do. And it came to pass, verse 18, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, "Whom say the people that I am? Who do the people say that I am?" They answering said, "John the Baptist, but some say Elias or Elijah. Others say that one of the old prophets has risen again." The same thing that we had heard about what Herod's advisors and those around Herod and the folks in that day were saying. He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" So the Lord asks a very pertinent question. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? He asked about the people, and now he's asking the apostles, who do you say that I am? Well, we ask that question to you. You that are under the hearing of this broadcast, who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you say that this one that came some 2,000 years ago, who do you say that he is? Oh, I pray that you would know him as your Savior. Not just a general historical knowledge about Christ, that Jesus came and Jesus lived and that it's known that he is the Savior of sinners, but do you know him personally? Does he know you? Do you rest in him and him and his gospel, his salvation for your soul? Do you know and believe that Jesus suffered, lived, suffered, bled, and died, was buried, and rose again from the dead for you because you needed it, because you're the sinner that needed saving? Who do you say that Jesus is? Well, see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.